Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker chairs the subcommittee. He said that of the 1.2 million people in U.S. prisons today, 800,000 have jobs. Booker said many Americans have no clue that incarcerated people produce day-to-day goods and services.
They produce and process foods that we eat. They work in factories manufacturing license plates, traffic signs, uniforms, and furniture, much of which bears the sought-after Made in America label. They also provide critical public services by fighting wildfires, repairing and maintaining roads, and responding to natural disasters.
Booker said the work that incarcerated people do is vital to the economy, yet they make very little.
Most of us have no idea how this labor contributes to our nation's economy. Incarcerated workers around the country produce more than $2 billion in goods and over $9 billion a year in services, maintaining the prisons in which they live. Yet an incarcerated worker can earn an averagely hourly wage of literally a few cents per hour to half a dollar.
Booker said in some cases, incarcerated people receive no compensation.
In seven states, incarcerated workers are paid nothing for their labor.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton said the jobs are part of the penalty inmates are paying.
Contrary to what we'll probably hear today, there's nothing illegal or unconstitutional about prison labor, even for little or no pay, nor is there anything immoral about it. Prison labor is a way for inmates to give something back to the society they wronged. American society doesn't owe criminals restitution. Criminals owe our society restitution. And if that means scrubbing toilets, mopping floors, or picking up the garbage, then so be it.
Cotton said the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution allows for prison labor without pay, quote, as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. Jennifer Turner is principal human rights researcher at the American Civil Liberties Union. She said during her testimony before the committee that incarcerated workers can become fair game for exploitation.
U.S. law explicitly excludes incarcerated workers from the most universally recognized workplace protections, including health and safety laws. Incarcerated people sometimes work in dangerous industrial settings or hazardous conditions that would be closely regulated and monitored if they were not incarcerated.
Andrea Armstrong is Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola University College of Law. She's also author of an article, Beyond the 13th, which has documented preventable deaths and serious injuries among incarcerated workers doing dangerous jobs.
When you are in the 24-hour a day, 7-day a week custody of your employer, employee discipline looks different. If your supervisor, who is also a prison guard, is not pleased by your work or your job performance, he can send you to solitary confinement. He can deny you visits with your children or with your spouse.
And she says prisoners can be subject to the whims of abusive prison guards.
These prison guard decisions are really difficult to challenge after the fact. And even if you make it to court, legal doctrines defer to prison guard decision making.
Armstrong urged Congress to pass a package of bills introduced by Senator Booker in 2023 and co-sponsored by the ACLU. Among the provisions in the bills are guarantees that prison workers are paid the federal minimum wage for their work and requirements that prisons abide by state and federal health and safety laws. For KPFA News, I'm Liza Kramer reporting.